Item 12, work plan for 2015-2016 ICAC Regional Office Kowloon West, paper number 34. For this item, I'd like to welcome Mr. Mu Yi Yun from ICAC and Mr. Li Fengxi, also from ICAC, for coming to our District Council to brief District Councillors on this 2015-2016 plan. And there are programs that they would like to involve the District Council. Over to you, Ms. Mui.
Well, I see you once every year to present to you the work of our office. And you've already been given a paper before the meeting. And I'm here to talk to you about the 7 to 8 visits, seminars, and district liaison activities. We'll also organize over 40 community corruption-free promotion activities. We aim to meet 3 objectives, namely to enhance the awareness of anti-corruption of the public and to encourage them to prevent and report corruption. Every year, we engage an independent company to conduct a survey. We see that for older people and people who have a lower education level, the incentive to report corruption is lower. According to them, it's because they don't want trouble, they don't have time, and they are concerned about safety of themselves and their family. Hopefully, through our promotional activities, we can target this group to enhance their awareness. Another objective is to consolidate the confidence of the public on the ICAC, and through our promotional activities, we can continue the culture of probity and anti-corruption in Hong Kong. We have activities in the community to promote anti-corruption. 2015 will be an election year. We will start a series of educational activities. There are concerns about vote rigging, and we will get dovetail with the voter registration campaign of the Home Affairs Bureau to promote anti-vote rigging. And with a TVB sitcom, we will also disseminate the message of anti-vote rigging. And in August, there will be the second wave of our campaign. And in Yeo Chim Wong, every year we will work with the District Council and the Home Affairs Office. This year, we propose to use the theme of corruption-free election. I will elaborate later. We want to reach out to the public and to enhance our transparency. We will invite district bodies to visit the ICAC, which is not often open to the public. This year, we will organize guided tours, and you've been given a leaflet. Please refer to the details thereon. You will find on the back of it some dates when you can choose to visit the ICAC. We'll make arrangements. During the visit, we will go through the work of the ICAC and also ways to report corruption and also our work related to election. We'll continue to attend area committee meetings to disseminate anti-corruption information, talk about the detriments brought by corruption. We'll also expand our district network and listen to the comments of the public on anti-corruption. We'll continue to invite organizations and bodies to participate in our community program. We'll provide resources and support for these organizations and bodies to organize anti-corruption activities. We'll also enhance our cooperation and collaboration with government departments and NGOs to disseminate the message of probity and anti-corruption, especially to ethnic minorities, which is very important in this district. Another important area of ours is education for our youth. Through ambassador programs, we will recruit students of secondary schools and universities to organize anti-corruption activities on campus. We'll enhance to liaise international schools in West Kowloon and to provide our anti-corruption service to them. Last year, we launched a movie on TVB, and this year we have turned this into a teaching kit, and this will be distributed for free to kindergartens and primary schools in the district. We hope that schools will use the kit to promote positive values of anti-corruption. Last year we launched an app on smartphone, and we have already launched an app on tablets. We have already published over 130 publications, and they've been made available on this electronic platform. There are publications that are suitable for parents and children, and we will recommend them through schools. The third area is integrity management of public officers. The West Kowloon office will continue to provide specific service and give them information about our work and tailor-made integrity and probity training courses for government departments. This year, we have launched an online teaching kit for government departments. There are many companies in Yeo Chim Wong, listed companies, major corporations, and SMEs. And they are an important target group of ours. We will continue to talk to the management of companies and directors. We have a code of practice of anti-corruption, listing out the professional requirements of listed companies and duties of directors. For some trades, there has been a high number of corruption complaints, and there are also trades that are closely related to people's livelihood. They will be our priority areas. Lastly, building management. I know that members here are very concerned about building management, so I will present to you in detail our work in this regard. The Commission attaches importance on disseminating anti-corruption information on owners and owners' corporations and management companies through various activities, visits, seminars, talks. We promote our anti-corruption measures. There is a dedicated website providing relevant information. We also have a hotline, and the district office also provides an inquiry service about building management. We notice that the public are very concerned about building maintenance and bid rigging. That refers to tenderers who have violated the rules, and they have, before the tender exercise, agree on price. Well, if there is corruption, then the ICAC will enforce the law and conduct investigations. And very often when it comes to bid rigging, there are a number of other issues. Say, for example, the police has launched a program against a syndicated vote rigging. And bid rigging is also an anti-competition conduct. Legal proceedings may be taken out because of these anti-competition behavior. The ICAC is very willing to enhance cooperation with the relevant bodies in this regard. The anti-corruption section in 2012-13 has launched a training clip, and we have also updated a guideline, a practical guideline of the ICAC. We have included anti-corruption measures and also advice to avoid corrupt behavior like bid rigging. And we have conducted five sessions of a district seminar related to this practical guidance. During seminars, we talk to owners about risks of corrupt behavior, bid rigging, and how they can enhance monitoring to avoid these dubious activities. When it comes to building maintenance, it covers a wide scope. We need the cooperation of departments and stakeholders. Say, for example, the corruption prevention section, the Home Affairs Department, where we've participated in updating the relevant material, and through a liaison office, they've been distributed to OCs. Through the various programs, say Operation Building Bright, various the mandatory building inspection schemes, and various other advisory schemes, maintenance schemes, the ICAC works closely with government departments. We make use of their network to disseminate information that we provide anti-corruption services. And then in West Kowloon, we'll continue to make use of visits, seminars, and talks to enhance the understanding of corporations against corruption. We will send letters to newly set up OCs and buildings that have received repair orders. We'll continue to attend seminars and training courses and seminars to explain about the law. In order to ensure corruption-free management and maintenance repair buildings, apart from working with professional bodies, we think that owners and OCs should participate actively in the maintenance and repair work of the buildings. That's our work related to building management. The last one is and Yao Jin Wong anti-corruption promotion activity. We would like to make use of this year being an election year to promote corruption-free election culture. We would like to disseminate the message of anti-corruption to every citizen, whether they are voters, students, candidates, and those who are canvassing votes. We'll work with Yao Jin Wong District Office and our ICAC District Office. These will be our collaborators. I know that District Council will be one of our sponsors. We will have collaborators, including principals, associations, and the civic education coordinating organizations, area committees. We'll reach out to 22,000 people. There are different activities, anti-corruption activities, and community programs. For those that are related to schools, they range from kindergarten students, kindergarten pupils to secondary students. We have a parent-child worksheet.
Of course,
schools, they don't have the vital role, but still at school, they will choose their own monitor. So we make use of the opportunity to promote corruption-free election culture. And we'll also dovetail the electronic learning scheme of the Education Bureau. We will launch an e-book program, reading program. Some of the themes are related to corruption-free election. This will be an extended activity. We encourage primary schools to participate. When it comes to secondary schools, we will focus on what I've already told you about, the ambassador program or leadership program. We will recruit senior secondary students to be our ambassadors. We'll provide them with training. Hopefully, when they go back to school, they will organize anti-corruption activities. When it comes to communities activities, we have roving exhibition. We have a mobile exhibition vehicle to disseminate the corruption-free message to the community. We will choose locations with heavy pedestrian flow, say, for example, malls or residential areas. This year, we put a focus on corruption-free election culture to first-time voters who are university students. We'll reach out to university campus, and we will invite student bodies to cooperate or collaborate with us to disseminate the message of corruption-free election. And on the 26th of June in Henry Leung's Community Center, we will organize a briefing session related to corruption-free election. We'll invite various bodies, organizations in the district and also area committee members to attend. We'll explain in the briefing session about the election corruption and the relevant ordinance. Will organize anti-corruption seminars and talks. We will use about $60,000. We hope that the district council will share half of the cost, that is $30,000, to collaborate with us. The budget does not include expenditure borne by the ICAC, say for example the mobile exhibition vehicle, roving exhibition, e-book reading program. I would be happy to hear views from members. Thank you, ICAC, for giving us a detailed plan of your work in the coming year. You would like to get the support of the District Council. You ask us for $30,000 to launch community promotion programs. And we have set aside a relevant sum. I will now open the floor for members to ask questions. We have Wong Kin Sun, anyone else? Kwan Chau Ling, He Tao Leung, Koh Po Ling. Mr. Wong, please. All along, I've supported the work of the ICAC, and I agree that we should give them the funding approval, and I will personally participate. And I did a few months ago, alongside with a dozen of volunteers and Kaifengs, attended a tea session in North Point. And it's something similar to the visit that you have talked about. I see that we can even go to have tea and refreshment in the staff canteen of the ICAC headquarters. During the visit a few months ago, we only stayed in the conference room. I think that the experience will be better if we have tea and refreshment in the staff canteen.
開放日的時候, 廉署
Well, because during the open day, apart from opening up the exhibition hall and the simulated interview room and the other facilities, I mean, these facilities will be open for public's visits. What about district visits? Will you allow the public to see more so that they understand better your work? I think this will be more effective than sitting down and exchange face to face. And just now I understand you said that you're going to start a publicity campaign on bid rigging, and I am quite concerned. I mean, bid rigging or vote rigging, I don't think at the moment the public consider this a very serious problem to the extent that such a scale of publicity is required. But now, if you keep on chanting the slogan of anti-vote rigging, I think this would in fact induce another form of opinion in the community, thinking that vote rigging is really serious at the moment. I think clean election campaigns should be used instead. That is what we have in the past, that we promote clean election. We can remind the public that the election should be clean, but we should not stress too much on vote rigging. I think it's meaningless for leading the public to think that every contender is taking part in vote rigging. Well, I think Mr. Wong's comment is quite objective, because let's not exaggerate things. Well, for a household with five or six surnames, perhaps this is because of subdivided flats or ex-tenants haven't changed their correspondence address. Ms. Kwan Sao Ling. Well, about the work done by the ICAC, I acknowledge its effort for instilling confidence in the public, and I recognize the effort, and I support what the officer said just now. And I'd like to point out one thing. This is about building management. Well, in our district, we have a lot of buildings with OCs, and yet we are receiving more and more cases requesting assistance. Now, as far as small owners are concerned, or OC members are concerned, they feel really helpless. In particular, well, there are those who are unscrupulous, who know that the buildings will go under renovation soon, and then somebody with ill intention would submit their would tender the proxy. Because the proxy or the authorization letter is very technical. They would ask the owner to just sign a name, sign his or her name on the letter, and in fact, apart from attending the meeting, the proxy would actually get a right to vote or even join the OC. In the end, well, the rights have been taken over. Or the OC has been taken over, and then the renovation cost would be astronomical. And then small owners would be asked to pay several $10,000 a month into an account, and then they would be asked to sign a disclaimer, and that those group of people would not be held responsible should they there be a loss of money. And then it is said that when the accumulated amount reaches $10 million, you don't need to deposit anymore. And yet, the project tendering has yet to be started. And we see a lot of cases like that. And I think these are really what we call the mice. And I think, I hope that the ICAC would monitor the situation so that it won't be so prevalent. Well, I am very familiar with the work of the ICAC. I don't have many questions. I just have a simple one. This is the election year, and I just want to make a point. First of all, you should not be abused by candidates. There may be unnecessary complaints. Now, every time, it is good, as always, that ICAC deploys more manpower for publicity. However, I think it's a waste of money for deploying so much manpower over such a trivial case. Well, I have another question. I've asked this question many times. Very often, you only intervene when a lot of people complain about something. I understand perhaps this is your policy. Without any complaint, you will not intervene. However, Ms. Mui, in the future, perhaps maybe you can have a change of policy. You can intervene even when there is no complaint, and our community would be much better this way. Ms. Coco Ling. Well, just now, the ICAC officer briefed us on the work plan of the ICAC in 2015-16 on the 5 points mentioned. I support this work direction. In fact, Hong Kong is corruption-free. I think we're among them, the best around the world, and I think we have a clean society, and this is also our core value. However, we must continue to be clean, and this is important. I have a question. Now, you talked about a collaboration project with District Council this year, and we have more private housing estates in Yao Chin Mong. So on property management issues, on matters whether corruption is involved or where the line should be drawn, these are our concerns. Last year, also organized a campaign, but it wasn't in Yao Chin Mong district. And the OCs or owners couldn't take part in that campaign. Well, all in all, I want to know what is going to happen this year, and I support your work plan, and I also support this activity coordinated with our district council. Mr. Hong Shiwa. Thank you, Chairman. Now, about the clean election campaign in 2015-16 launched by ICAC, I support that because it covers a wide scope with different target groups from primary, secondary schools to other targets. Now, I have a question on the I-Teen leadership program for secondary or senior secondary schools. You will recruit leaders, and they will be regarded as ambassadors of ICAC. you say that this will take place between September and December. I'd like to know whether this is a regular program. Recruiting our youth to join such a meaningful program is good. So can we have something like the junior police call? You know, by regularizing the program, we can have a long-standing program, perhaps not confined to Yao Chim Mong, but to the whole of the West Kowloon region. And I'd like to know the role of ICAC in elections, because I had this experience. Well, there were candidates who, on reading reports from newspapers, lodged a complaint with the ICAC. In the end, the complaint was not substantiated. And then the candidate only aimed at gaining mileage. They held up the ICAC letter saying that the election had been an unfair one and that a complaint had been lodged. And I'd like to know how the commission will deal with that, because this may be unfair to other candidates, because the public may be misled into thinking that the candidate had been persecuted. I'm also a member of the advisory committee. Maybe I'm not directly related to your West Kowloon office, but like other members of the public and members here, over the years I have been a strong supporter of the ICAC and your work in our district in combating corruption. I have a number of comments and we have heard the comments and questions. And Ms. Mui, would you like to respond? Thank you for all the questions and comments. Let me give a consolidated reply. So on, earlier on had an exchange with us. He led a group, and they had an experience in the ID parade room and other facilities in the operations department. However, we do not wish to disrupt the work of the operations department. That is why we don't often open up these facilities for public visits. And those facilities that you checked out were actually those that we could open up without causing much disruption to the operations department. Next time, perhaps we can open up more facilities. And on a clean election, I understand this is your concern. We're not going to simply focus on anti-vote rigging. We'll work with the Home Affairs Department on voters' registration efforts. We will by then launch the mobile exhibition vehicle, and we'll also distribute pamphlets to voters, reminding them of the importance of providing accurate information for voters' registration. And in fact, before the election, be it election candidates or their aides, we have a publicity campaign set to their needs. And during the election, as to whether the ICAC will be abused, and on the question of deploying so much manpower on trivial matters. Now, on the one hand, we are an enforcement agency. So on receiving a complaint, if it's within our purview, then we have no choice but to take it up. And I understand that after last time's DC election, in relation to submission of election expenses, I understand that there have been some administrative arrangements in place, and we're considering whether further revisions can be made. And during the election, inevitably, the candidates will be watching out for each other and possibly lodging complaints to the ITCC. And we are, after all, an enforcement agency. We have no choice but to take up the complaints. However, any deliberate effort to mislead the ICAC would be subject to prosecution. So let me reassure members. And we cannot just terminate the investigation into any case at will. We have an advisory committee, and we need to seek their approval before we terminate our investigation into these cases. And that is on building management. One member said that we seldom initiate any investigation. We only act on complaints, but this is not the case. If we understand that there are there is corruption involved in certain activities, we would fulfill our duties by launching investigation on our own. And yet this is also the established practice that 90% of the investigation originates from public complaints. And we also need you to work with us. For example, if you know that the OC would like to renovate the building, then you should remind the OC to approach us and ask for advice instead of coming to us afterwards on suspected corruption, because by then this is no longer what we can do. We can't monitor the we can't check the submission of bids to ensure that there is no corruption. On the signing of proxy, I understand the Home Affairs Department is reviewing the BMO, the Buildings Management Ordinance, and if necessary, we can also give our advice and work with them. And Ms. Cole mentioned another point. Last year, we had a seminar on building management in West Kowloon. We wanted to hold a seminar in Henry Leung Community Center, but they didn't have available sessions. And this year, in fact, for the relevant event, we're going to hold it there. So, and also Mr. Cole mentioned something about the IT leadership program for senior secondary school students. This is our third year. We have we have had this program for 2 years, and we basically recruit senior secondary students to undergo training and organize activities in different schools. And each year we have about 700 to 800 students from different secondary schools as our ambassadors, and the response is good, so we're going to continue with the program. As to whether we can develop that into something like the JPC, I think that depends on manpower and our progress. And in fact, in tertiary institutions, we already have another program that is an ambassador program for the ICAC. As these are university students, the training for them covers a wider scope, and which also includes a camping trip. And they now have this is their fifth year, and they have other activities, and these activities are organized by the university ambassadors, and we'll see whether it's appropriate to adopt a similar model for senior secondary students. No other questions. So much for this item. I thank the two representatives from the ICAC. This is the election year, so we're not going to have any major campaigns. However, we are going to organize a seminar in Henry Jilang Community Center in Yao Chi Mong District. So bear that in mind. Thank you.